News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department's resisting a federal judge's demand for more information about the weekend flights of deportees to El Salvador, arguing it's an intrusion into executive branch authority. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We have judges who are acting as partisan activists from the bench. They are trying to dictate policy from the President of the United States. They are trying to clearly slow walk this administration's agenda.
Marcela Sanchez reports some Venezuelan migrants have been erased from the immigration agency's online tracker.
Margaret Cargioli with the Immigrant Defenders Law Center said her client, a Venezuelan migrant detained in San Diego since 2024, had been transported to El Salvador with hundreds of others. Her client, who was part of the LGBTQ plus community, had feared for his safety in Venezuela and applied for asylum in the U.S. He was scheduled for a hearing on March 13th and didn't show up.
It was around Friday evening where all of a sudden there was no information as to the whereabouts of our client.
She believes there may have been due process violations.
With regard to him having been transferred away from counsel to Texas and then to El Salvador, based on just mere allegations of tattoos.
The center said there was an upcoming hearing scheduled, but didn't give information on a date. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The Justice Department says two brothers of the Venezuelan man who killed Georgian nursing student Lakin Riley will be deported, along with their former roommate, after pleading guilty to possessing fake green cards. Ukraine and Russia have agreed in principle to a limited ceasefire after President Trump's conversations with their leaders this week. Talks set for this weekend to work out when it might take effect and what would be off-limits to attack. Israel's military says its ground offensive in Gaza has retaken part of a corridor that divides the northern and southern parts of the territory. And the Fed's leaving interest rates unchanged for now. This is AP News. A Pentagon webpage honoring baseball great Jackie Robinson's military service was missing this morning. Sagar Magani has more.
That comes after thousands of pages honoring military contributions by women and minority groups were taken down in a bid to delete material promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Internet Archive says Robinson's page described his Army service during World War II, including an anecdote about being court-martialed after refusing to move to the back of an Army bus in 1944.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rickey. I'm certainly delighted with my contract.
That was 3 years before Robinson broke baseball's color barrier. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Game 2 of the baseball season in Japan. Shohei Ohtani hit a towering solo homer as the LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 6-3 to sweep their two-game series in Tokyo. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.